Welcome back to, again, my favourite episode, Taste It and Make It.
It's his favourite because he gets to craft one of his favourite dishes with all the elements he loves, and then we put it in front of three normal home cooks. All they're allowed to do is look at it, taste it, dissect it, and then try and recreate it. We'll sit up here and judge. Simple.
Oh, I'm so glad we keep doing these and coming out of it looking so great.
No, I saw something doable.
That looks amazing.
No, what is
again?
That? Right, there's a lot to dissect here.
So what they have got is a roasted lamb rack, spiced lamb scotch egg, ricotta gnocchi, green puree with wild garlic, watercress and asparagus, fricassee of raisins, pulled fibre and anchovies. So why this dish at this time of year?
Everything's in season right now in this dish, but it's also got a nod to summer. So the pulled bear, there's toasted cumin going through it, anchovies, rehydrated raisins, taking you through to the Middle East a bit, those warm summer flavours. And also, it's just one of my favourites, lamb, wild garlic, braised onions, those kind of summery spring dishes. But it's just seasonal on the plate.
There's so many French words here.
Lamb.
Is that lamb?
It's lamb in French.
Kush, what is your problem?
Is that a scotch egg?
There's so many things!
Is that a scotch egg?
Why is there a clam on it?
Take a photo.
Green puree.
Oh my goodness,
spinach.
Delicious.
Is it spinachy?
Spinachy. It's really
Could be spinachy.
It's spinach. It's lots of green.
Is that just loads of butter?
It's bitter.
Has that just been emulsified? Jus separately.
Jus.
Everyone jus?
Oh, really sticky jus.
Oh. I think that's beefy. That's like Bovril-y.
It's like Bovril. That's a deep...
In a good way.
Beefy stock.
So they've got the tomatoes there. Those go into the sauce. Lamb and tomatoes, cumin, rosemary, thyme, stock, wine. Classic combination.
Clam. They just taste like...
Buttery.
Beefy. That's beef. No, lamb. It's lammy.
Lammy?
It's lammy, obviously, because there's a...
Lamb.
Lamb clams.
There's lamb clams. Lamb clams. Right, lamb clams.
I mean, interestingly, it's very much a meat dish, a lamb dish, but two fish on the plate with clams and anchovies.
True. Just for seasoning and not really balance, it's just a nice combination.
Asparagus.
Butter asparagus.
Yeah. What's this? I don't even know what that is.
That looks like a soggy really cheese twirl.
Yeah, really long potato.
It's cheesy. I told you, it's a soggy cheese twist.
Yeah.
Cheese stick.
There's parmesan through the ricotta gnocchi, so double cheese stick.
We've not tried the lamb.
You try the lamb.
What's that thing?
That's another clam, isn't it?
That's not a clam.
What do you mean that's not a clam?
What is that?
Some really sweet thing.
I think it's a grape.
Is that a little... That is a grape. It's a peeled grape.
A peeled grape.
It's not peeled, but
I presume it means a raisin.
A raisin, yeah.
Oh my God.
It is a scotch egg. Not necessary.
It's a scotch.
So evil.
A scotch quail's egg.
Well, they've made scotch eggs before.
Yeah, exactly.
In order to learn from previous mistakes.
How did you do that?
Should we just bring everything from the back to the front, put them in groups of the dish that we think they make so that we use every single thing there?
Yeah.
Fantastic idea, Mike. Really great idea.
Also, direction.
Get a list out. Write down a list and try and allocate who's doing what.
They have listed, but it's on Barry's phone, which will go in his pocket and will never get looked at again.
Exactly.
Why is there a focaccia loaf here?
Is that what the cheesy bread thing is? No. Let's go down the list. Spinach puree.
That's not spinach.
No, it's not.
Is that wild garlic?
Yeah, it's wild garlic.
Oh, that is wild.
Boiling water out, ice bath. With ricotta, would you use some
stock? That makes sense.
You'd finish it with butter to emulsify it.
Yep.
They're discussing how to make a puree, which essentially you cook your vegetables, saute or steam or boil, and you blend.
They've done it so many times before.
Yeah.
Somebody just needs to crack on with that, but also it needn't be the first
time.
Oh, no. I know where the focaccia goes.
Where?
On the crumb. It's the crumb on the lamb.
Yes.
And it's the crumb for the scotch egg.
Yes. And it's inside the sausage meat because you need a starch or binder in your sausage.
The puree, do we think that has a base of anything like onion, garlic first, before getting blended up?
You've got enough garlic in the wild garlic, I think.
Yeah, well, yeah, that's true. There's black garlic here as well.
Barry's starting the onions, which are roasted in butter, a bit of sauce and a bit of vinegar, and just cooked. cooked through, like a fondant almost. Barry is starting to make the sauce.
Not confident.
Mike now has a vibrant raw garlic puree.
But I don't. What's the liquid?
Let's get some ricotta in there.
Oh no, they think it's a green and cheese puree.
Might be too loose. Okay, think about this.
Okay, Jamie is now in action. He's got a task. He's doing the sausage meat.
Sausage meat. You're doing sausage meat.
I'm doing.
Shall I do some asparagus?
I put two asparagus tips on the plate. As a chef, we think, where does the rest of it go? Into the puree. Don't want to waste anything.
Would the pork ribs be here for another reason rather than just making sausage meat? Are they somewhere else in one of those jus or purees or something?
It's a really good question.
Insider knowledge.
Yes.
The other day,
yes.
I had to go up into the kitchen to flip some ribs in the oven.
Yes, you did.
We should roast the ribs off.
Roast those off. I was flipping them and saying, what are these? I'm looking forward to eating these. I haven't eaten them yet. Maybe they were for this.
Right.
Lamb is on a tray. So now he's getting the lamb roasting for the sauce, but he's not making the sauce.
Jay?
Yeah.
What do you think these currants have been rehydrated with? We have Chardonnay, apple cider vinegar.
Yeah, definitely some vinegar in that.
Is it wine? Are they winey? Or was the wine used to deglaze a pan of some sort?
Yeah.
With the lovely caramelised mirepoix.
Okay, so I've strained that. It's starting to look a lot better. It will need another go through the blender to smooth.
How long?
Two minutes, maybe 2 to 3 minutes.
Tell you what, I'll put six in and I'll take out one every minute.
Yep.
In one.
Yep.
How are we feeling, boys?
We're busy. We're busy just getting things done because there's a lot to do. There are four in there. I'll take one out every minute. Currants are rehydrating.
So through my sausage meat was cumin seeds, rosemary, thyme, garlic, onion, breadcrumbs, a bit of egg to bind it all together, and harissa paste.
Okay, right. There is, I'd say there's a hint of spice in all of that, but I think it might be from the harissa.
Maybe the harissa is through the sausage meat because it's got...
Oh, yeah, specks. This mix here definitely has harissa in it. That thing there. Two at 2 minutes.
Jamie's now getting involved with the minced lamb. He's putting the spice and harissa.
My sausage meat has got fennel seeds, harissa paste, a little bit of black garlic, salt and pepper, and then we're going to have to go with it, I think.
So my wild garlic puree is still very heavy on wild garlic. There's some Parmesan there, so I've grated some Parmesan in instead of just throwing salt at it for now, because I think that's where some of the Parmesan could go. Also thinking that the Parmesan goes with that cheesy bread thing that was sat in the middle of the plate. I've got asparagus tips and white asparagus. I'm going to blanch those and then toss them in a frying pan in butter. Do we need to steam clams or anything like that?
Yes. Pan hot water.
But just drop them
in a colander on the top.
Drop them. Okay, fine. Great. I can do that.
I have a panne station ready to go. The actual cooking of it needs to be last minute. We can get it all done now. I've got some breadcrumbs left over for our lamb. Boys, we've not even thought about the lamb.
Oh, the lamb. How long left?
We've got about 25 minutes.
That's about the perfect amount of time to cook lamb.
Okay, great.
Is it? Right.
Well, it has to have to be.
Yeah.
What else is in that?
Hell am I supposed to do with this?
Sorry about that.
I'm worried about the lamb. We haven't done anything with it yet.
Oh, okay. I'm not confident with the lamb, but well, I'll take it.
Do you want to swap?
Are you? What are you doing?
I'm.
Don't worry, you're busy. Let me push myself failing.
I'm peeling quail's eggs, which I hate. I need a bowl of water.
I've not cooked a rack of lamb.
Just cut it.
Cut it first.
So you cut down there, straight down.
I'm going through a bone.
But don't go for the bone.
I doubt we'll get a clean bone. I partially French trimmed them, but I didn't scrape them down for them.
Mike, have you seen the bone on the one on the plate? You've got to scrape a knife up the bone. It's like cleaning the bone.
Oh, thanks.
There's a mystery mix here that tastes salty and sweet and a little bit of spice. So I've taken something salty and olive, something sweet in the sultanas, spicy from the chilies, and then harissa, because it felt like there were some spices, but the spices felt a little bit cooked. So I'm just popping on a heat that's too high.
Asparagus is out and now are being finished off in a pan full of butter. Using one meaty hand, one safe hand, gets some colour on that lamb.
Lamb has to be served medium, not medium rare. It just doesn't work medium rare.
Let's scotch this quail's egg.
Jamie is committing to just the one egg. He peeled one and he got bored. Yes.
That's fine, we only need one. That's fine.
He just needs to be good.
He hasn't tasted his sausage meat.
Right. Oh, can you season a flour for me? Don't worry, it's got sausage meat around it, it'll be fine.
Oh, sorry, I wasn't looking. Keep dusting.
Yeah. Oh, God, that's so salty.
Honey in the jus.
Flour.
You might be right with the honey.
Egg.
Yeah?
That's delicious.
How long for the lamb on each side, do you think?
Seconds, like...
Oh, seconds?
But then they're going to put it in the oven. That's Larry's plan. So he wants to sear it and put it in the oven.
Wonder what the lamb ribs are going to be doing.
I have no idea. It's no surprise this late in the game, there is no gnocchi.
Oh, I didn't even notice that. So what did they think the thing was? They said cheese dumpling, didn't they?
They said cheese stick.
Cheese stick, but how... They still need to make it.
There's butter in this. And aromats.
Right. Anchovies, celery,
like mirror to me.
And a tomato.
Tomatoes.
No. There were no tomatoes on that plate.
No, they're in the sauce.
Still tastes too much of wild garlic, so all of that's going in. It will also soak up some of the moisture. And then I'm just going to put some butter in that as well.
Okay, black garlic is in that mix.
Cheesy breadstick. Blitz and then...
What?
And fry it?
What? You think you're going to squeeze that with your palms?
Blitz it with parmesan.
Well, then reform it.
Reform it.
Oh!
Yeah.
Yeah, I reckon that doesn't... Yeah, that makes sense.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Right, fine. This could be stupid.
I think it makes sense.
Scotch egg going in.
Yes, Jamie.
Yes. Form this back together and then fry it off.
Oh, anchovies.
Do you think the mustard is the emulsifier?
Could be, mate.
Yeah?
It could be.
I was thinking butter to emulsify it, but maybe it's mustard. We're getting there. I'm now passing it through this, which is taking some of the liquid out, but it's not as thick and as malleable as the original.
There's now anchovies in that as well. There's anchovies in everything.
The only thing Jamie's done is a scotch egg. But looking at it, I think it might actually be quite good. They've got to start thinking about getting it on a plate, and this is where six hands might be too many.
Should we get everything ready to plate up then?
Yeah. Yeah. So Mike pan fried the lamb and put it into the oven. On reflection, I think we left it in the oven for too long. So, taking it out, I've replaced it with another piece that I've herb crusted, but I put it straight into the pan, in the oven. That's the reaction.
The reason I was confused by the breadcrumbs, I thought we were going to reverse sear it.
We need to start plating. One last zhuzh.
The nature of plating so many component parts is having a plan. All they have to do is follow the plan, because it's taste it, make it. They've got a photo even.
Miraculously, it's coming together. I think we might have done a good job at blagging it, at least.
Well, we've made... well, you haven't seen this sauce. I'm not sure that's going to Quinnell.
I think...
It is!
Tolling, have faith. Hey-oh, lovely!
Yes, Baz.
Not bad, is it? Not bad.
Yeah, that's it.
Yeah,
baby.
Yes!
I'll stick that there.
Yes, boys!
Why are we clapping?
I don't know. Because that's a miracle. That is why.
Do you know what? With the components they now have, that doesn't look terrible.
Should we find out what some chefs who know what they're doing think?
Can I just say, if we hadn't seen the process and we didn't know the format and the three of you turned out that plate of food in an hour in a battle... We'd be blown away.
Shame we filmed it.
We saw what happened, and we're hoping that it tastes much like this.
Can I ask?
Yeah.
What is it? What's the name of the dish?
We supposed to be making?
So, I'll take you through the components. It's a lamb lollipop, the anchovy, lemon, and focaccia crumb.
Oops.
Mm-hmm. We have a spiced lamb scotch egg.
Lamb scotch egg?
Yeah, you said pork a lot.
A lot, yeah.
Would the pork ribs be here for another reason? My sausage meat has got the minced up pork. We've put another piece straight into the oven with the pork ribs.
There's no pork there.
It's a lamb, tomato and cumin jus, a wild garlic, green asparagus and watercress puree, a ricotta gnocchi that has parmesan through it, braised white asparagus, roasted cipollini onions, and a little fricassee of rehydrated raisins, anchovies, olives, pulled pear, cumin, a bit of everything in there to bring a bit of summer to the dish.
What, you said gnocchi?
Yeah, that long stick, the cheese stick, is ricotta gnocchi. It's made with ricotta instead of potato, hence why you had a full thing.
It's just that tub of ricotta you had bound with egg yolk and flour.
Yeah.
I blitzed up focaccia and put it back together.
Which actually, and you saw the ingredients, is why your puree is a very different colour to ours, because you put your ricotta in that, which is...
Ours. Sorry.
Oh! Valid. I didn't actually cook it. I just sat there.
And... fire.
Which is why, and Mike, you saw the ricotta, but you put it into your puree, which is why it's a very different colour to the rich, dark one that Kush got out of three vegetables in this.
Hmm. Cipollini onion. I roasted mine in oil, butter, rosemary, deglazed with some white wine, balsamic vinegar, and apple cider vinegar. That's it. You did a similar thing, but with some gravy.
I basically make fondant potatoes, but with onions.
Yeah, fondant potato, but I added some herbs. So that, relatively close. Nicely cooked. Well done, Barry.
Well done. We'll take that win.
Your green asparagus tips look great.
But where's the rest of the asparagus?
Where did the body of the asparagus go?
Oh, you put in your puree.
That gives the puree the body and the consistency and the fibre.
Easy when you know, isn't it?
Yeah, it's really easy when you know like what you're making.
Yeah, but chefs do that though, wouldn't they? Like, that should have been an obvious thing for me.
Ben, I would have said you eat a little bit less of this because this was raw wild garlic.
Oh.
Yeah, but then I cooked it out.
Oh, afterwards?
Yeah, I cooked it out in the pan.
I can't wait to dig into the scotch egg. So this is...
Hey, look at that. Liquid centre.
Well done, mate.
Did it work? It looks great. We saw you spicing it. We love the fact that you used the lamb breast. You minced it yourself. You just kept calling it pork.
Was that lamb breast?
Nice flavour.
The catch your crumb.
Can you say that a bit more positively? That's one of the only nice things you've said, and you said it in a downbeat way.
Fine, okay, yeah. Really nice flavour. However, the texture is all wrong.
Right.
So, as we made meatballs earlier today, we put a panard of bread, egg in to give it a bit of binding. You didn't do any of that here, did you? No. The actual yolk...
It's that.
And brave to make one.
Soft and jammy.
Well, fortunately, Barry boiled four eggs at two different times. We put them all into the same glass. So I didn't know which eggs had been done at which time.
You picked the right ones.
Apparently so.
Well done.
The white asparagus is also pretty good. It surprised us because typically it's something that should be peeled a bit more and cooked slower for longer just because of the way white asparagus behaves. The hero on the plate...
Look at that luck, boys.
Excuse me.
Come beautifully on. Blush.
How beautiful.
That is great.
I'm going to say that you realised that the first piece wouldn't have hit the mark, so you got together and cooked some more rather than serving a bad bit of food.
These two did.
And I think that's a great shout. Taste it, make it. It doesn't taste like this, neither does it look like this, because the bit it's missing is the anchovy and lemon crumb on the top, but it's a very well-cooked piece of lamb. It's good. It's quite a spice somewhere.
What is...
Yeah, so there were quite a few leftover ingredients we didn't use. So the chilies, the olives, the anchovies, the harissa, the black garlic, all went into that mix.
Those plump raisins on yours are delicious.
You rehydrated your raisins, but cold, correct?
No, microwave. So there's white wine and apple cider vinegar.
We gave you some stock. You've reduced that down. And do you know what? It looks saucy and glossy and delicious. We got all of that veg we gave you and the lamb bones to roast off.
All of that was into a jus.
Yeah.
They were lamb bones.
Yes.
Right. I thought they were pork ribs.
So classic sauces are stocks infused with vegetables, herbs, and the bones of the animal that you're eating. So lamb bones, mirepoix, some tomatoes into the sauce to give it body and flavour, rather than just using high quality reduced down stock.
I would say, on the plate, looking at it, there's very little difference in the way it shines and behaves on a plate. In terms of depth of flavour...
Yeah, that has...
What is that?
No.
I shouldn't have done.
My sauce has layers, I'd say. Natural sweetness from the tomato and the roasted vegetables. But think of summer, roasted lamb, tomatoes, rosemary, all those flavours.
It is such a tough challenge because it's a deliberately difficult, exquisitely executed dish. But there are three of you and we hope you pick it apart. You're doing it kind of blindfolded. You don't know what you're aiming for. All in all, there's lots of great elements on the plate. I just don't think it's a complete picture. And for me, I'm not speaking on both our halves, I think it was the process that let you down and your hesitancy in the first half an hour. I think in the second half an hour, you did loads to play catch up.
We just don't have any confidence. That's the problem. I genuinely need that 15 minutes to talk it through.
Yeah,
otherwise,
yeah.
You run into an alley and then cause even more problems.
Also, there are so many elements on Kush's dish which taste incredible, but I've never tasted before and therefore don't know how to put raw ingredients together to create those flavours.
All valid excuses. But
excuses.
You guys, after cooking for 15 years on this channel, should know how to make sauces. The last two versions of this episode take the bones or the shells of the animal you're eating, put it into the sauce.
With some booze and some mirepoix and some stock.
Same process, different animal.
We just wanted a copy paste of the last one.
Yeah.
I'm not having this.
I was most proud of that, Hugh.
This was so hard. And if we'd used the bones, they probably would have been needed elsewhere.
We were supposed to blend them up and then
put them and make them into gnocchi. gnocchi. What do you mean you didn't make a bone gnocchi?
Okay, we could probably bicker about this all day long. It still is a grand effort. It's just not on the same level as that. And we just saw a few slip-ups that we hoped our normals had learned. But comment down below. Are we too harsh or are they too rubbish?
Yeah.
Oh, no! Oh, right, game on.
Wow.
Let's turn the table.
Definitely comment below. Definitely comment below.
I'm going to get a Michelin star chef in.
Yeah.
And I'm going to get him to create a dish and I'm going to put it in front of them and say, make it.
Yeah.
Bring it on.
Give the video a like.
You go find a Michelin star chef that will come on this channel other than me. And I'll cook his dish.
Well done. Well done. Well done.
Sorted food for 15 years of crimes of silliness against food. You will be sent to a culinary rehabilitation and penal facility. Here you will be placed on a food redemption program based on your long list of past misdemeanors. This facility is for the weak-stomached. There will be many challenges ahead in order to restore your reputations. But I trust if you take the program completely seriously, you will leave the facility a far more sensible and well-adjusted food channel. Needless to say, escape is not only improbable, it's impossible.
Okay, what are you doing?
And I have been tasked with overseeing a torturous
Jailer Jayla Swift.
What can I do to help?
Tin foil, anybody?
That looks amazing!
Nothing is correct here, so it's not three.
What the hell are you doing?
Is this 15 minutes?
Yes, good.
Evers!